Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. First of all right. You are just... Yeah, sorry?
What?
Hello? Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign, yes or no?
No.
And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-partisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20? I'm definitely going to vote. Very likely, or somewhat likely, or not at all likely.
Definitely,
okay. And with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background, just to make sure we speak to all types of people?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is your age, or just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55? 56 to 65 or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. And give me 1 second. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten up on the ground track? What do you think, in general?
Except for the criminals, it's going in the right track. It's going to be the criminals out of politics.
And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? I have a short list, okay? I have corruption in local government, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, or traffic and congestion.
All of them.
Yeah, I know all are important, but the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better. The most important on the list.
Traffic and congestion.
Oh, the traffic, okay. And although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which was one of the following best described, how would you... You are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate. It will definitely...
When it comes to commissioners, I don't look at political parties.
But do you lean toward the definitely vote for Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican, probably vote for the Republican, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Lean lightly to the Democratic. Slightly Democratic.
And now I'm going to read you a short list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. And will you please tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just let me know, okay? Just three persons. The first one, Richard Prashnik. Do you recognize the name? Richard Prashnik?
How do you spell it?
P-R-A-S-C-H-N-I-K. Prashnik.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of? Okay.
Nope.
What about Cindy Lerner? Do you recognize the name? Cindy Lerner?
No.
And the last one, Raquel Regalado.
Yes, I've heard of her.
Okay. And how would you rate her? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And... You will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. We're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. So if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alexander Otaola, Manny Seed, or Danilo Levin Cava?
Cava.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Danilo Levin Cava?
Definitely.
Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Richard Prashnik, Cindy Lerner, or Raquel Regalado?
I don't know.
Undecided, okay. And but if you have to choose a day, maybe based on what you have seen or heard about the candidate, or
not the last one. Will that vote for Regalado?
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
Problem.
And on a different topic, Mayor Daniel Levincava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvement, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Depends on how much they increase, but generally in favor.
Okay, probably vote yes or definitely?
Probably vote yes, yes.
Probably in favor, okay? And now, again, we're almost done with the survey. We're up 75%. I'm going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission, or less likely. If it
Are the statements factual?
I need to read everything verbatim, and more information isn't written here, but just tell me if you think that the statement changed your mind, okay? Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. After hearing this, much more likely to vote for...
Oh, much more likely. I'm anti-development.
Okay. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely.
What's the middle answer?
Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less.
Somewhat more likely. More likely. She did a good job with Pinecrest.
The next one, while Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Much less.
Okay. And the next one, as mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abused toward residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. After hearing that, more likely or less likely, or makes no difference?
Less. Much less.
And last two. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling. After hearing that?
What's the middle answer?
Somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And the last one. Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. And as mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of U.S. 1 in unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Much less.
Okay. Thank you. And now, lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. And again, after hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely, less likely, or makes no difference in the election for Miami-Dade County to support her. The first one, as an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less.
Well, because I don't believe it, so I would say somewhat more.
Somewhat more, okay. The next one, Raquel Drogalado, believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election.
Benevolent, I'm sorry, yes.
Police Benevolent Association.
Benevolent, yes.
Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or
somewhat
much more.
Somewhat more.
Okay. The next one, currently several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. After hearing that, much more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
As the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has found training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism vehicle safety program with police, and found job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents of the autism spectrum. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, or less likely?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enact protections for renters, and increase the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. After hearing that?
Less likely.
Much less, or just somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. After hearing that, much more, somewhat more, or less?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And the last three. Since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and longtime residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. After hearing that?
Strongly agree.
And much less likely, or somewhat less
Much less likely.
Okay. Last two, Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline, and ride share options. After hearing that?
Somewhat more likely.
And the last one, Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for two terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. After hearing that?
Yeah, somewhat more.
Somewhat more, okay. And Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote now that you have a little more information? Richard Prasnick, Cindy Lerner, or Raquel Regalado?
Prasnick.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Richard Prasnick?
Probably.
Probably. And prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you just follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok, or no?
No.
Okay. And the following are a list of websites, online newspaper, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow these content regularly.
I don't follow any of them, no.
Any of them? No. Can you please tell me? I need to read everything verbatim. Can you please just tell me no quickly? Newspaper? Yes or no?
No.
FM radio?
No.
Cape Biscayne Independent?
No.
Local political blogs? Miami
no.
Community news?
No.
Only in date?
No.
AM or talk or new radio? No? And, okay. Any
no.
of them?
Okay.
And now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, will you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, a college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor or four-year degree or postgraduate?
Four-year degree.
Thank you. And okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great
Bye.
Evening. Thank you. Bye.